Nahum Goldman, one-time president of both the World Jewish Congress and the World Zionist Organization, reported in his memoir that the Nuremberg Tribunal was the brainchild of World Jewish Congress officials. Only after persistent effort were officials of this organization able to persuade Allied leaders to accept the idea, he added. Some of the Americans who participated in the Nuremberg Tribunals became disillusioned with the entire business. One of the few to make public his feelings was Charles Winterstrom, an Iowa State Supreme Court justice who served as presiding judge in the Nuremberg trial of German generals. Perhaps the most courageous condemnation of the trials was by U.S. Senator Robert Taft, widely regarded as the conscience of the Republican Party in those days. At considerable risk to his political career, he denounced the Nuremberg Enterprise in an October 1946. The trial of the vanquished by the victors cannot be impartial no matter how it is hedged about with the forms of justice, he said. And he went on, about this whole judgment there is a spirit of revenge, and revenge is seldom justice. The hanging of the 11 men convicted will be a blot on the American record, which we will long regret. In these trials we have accepted the Russian idea of the purpose of trials, government policy, and not justice, with little relation to Anglo-Saxon heritage. By clothing policy in the forms of judicial procedure, we may discredit the whole idea of justice in Europe for years to come. Again, the Nuremberg Tribunal dispensed not justice, but injustice. The hangings of German leaders ordered by the Nuremberg Tribunal were little more than murders that were made palatable with a veneer of pseudo-legality.